This program provides education, not advice. Sponsors pay a fee for endorsements and interviews. See the truthayf.com disclosure page for details.
This is where technology, innovation, and personal finance come together.
This is The Truth About Your Future with Rick Edelman.
It's Thursday, March 14th. On today's show, endometriosis, big news for women suffering with this disease. There are 200 million women worldwide who have endometriosis. Jane had this. She developed it pretty soon after we got out of college. And I can tell you, it is not just painful, it is debilitating. Jean would come home from work every day. She would just curl up into a ball on the sofa. The endometrium lines the uterus. Every month, that lining gets shed, and that's what a period is. But sometimes the endometrial tissue grows outside the uterus. That's a problem. Severe pain, inflammation, internal bleeding, fatigue, and infertility. There's no cure. There wasn't then when Jean had it, and there isn't today. The only temporary relief is getting pregnant because you don't have a period when you're pregnant. The problem, of course, as you can guess, a lot of the women who have endometriosis can't get pregnant. So the only other cure is surgery to remove the ovaries. That stops periods, obviously. It also stops any hope of pregnancy. The only drug that's been on the market as a treatment for these last 50 years was Danazol. It's still on the market. It's been around since the early 70s. It has one of the longest lists of serious side effects of any drug I've ever seen. Jean and I refused to have her take it. So Jean, with my support, chose surgery instead. Even surgery had risks, not just all the obvious usual risks of surgery, but the risk that removing her ovaries might not eliminate the debilitating pain. And finding a surgeon who was willing to perform this drastic surgery on a 24-year-old, that wasn't easy. In the end, Jean had to have surgery twice, and thankfully, the second one was a success. She's been pain-free ever since. That was our sole goal. I can't tell you how many women Jean's talked to over the years. She's pretty public about her experience, which is why she said it's okay for me to talk with you about it here. She's talked with so many women over the years who have shared that they, too, have had or currently have endometriosis. The World Health Organization says 1 out of 10 women have this. It's about the same number of people who have diabetes. We've got a lot of great treatments for diabetes, though. But still, endometriosis today, it's right where it was when Jean had it over 40 years ago. Women today are facing the same challenges with endometriosis today, the same difficult decisions that Jean faced way back when. But finally, now, it looks like we have some progress. There's a clinical trial of an experimental drug that just showed great results, and they're hoping when results of the next trial that the FDA will approve this drug by the end of the decade. If they do, it'll be the first new endometriosis treatment in over 4 decades. And there's also related news. Doctors are now starting to do transplants of the womb. This is a cure for women who were born without a uterus or who had to have a hysterectomy because of their endometriosis. So far, 90 women have received these transplants, and we've produced 49 babies as a result of that. And 40% of the donors are alive. This is becoming a thing, just like kidney donors. Pretty exciting medical innovations. On tomorrow's show, should you keep your mortgage in retirement?
Support for Rick Edelman's podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. What do all the greatest innovations have in common? Agents, people who participate in progress by supporting cutting-edge ideas. Invesco QQQ is a fund that allows you access to innovators of the NASDAQ 100 all in one fund, so you don't have to be an inventor to help create what's next to come. Anyone can become an agent of innovation with Invesco QQQ. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. There are risks when investing in ETFs, including possible loss of money. ETFs' risks are similar to those of stocks. Investments in the tech sector are subject to greater risk and more volatility than more diversified investments. The NASDAQ 100 Index comprises the 100 largest non-financial companies on the NASDAQ. You can't invest directly into an index. Before investing, carefully read and consider fund investment objectives, risks, charges, expenses, and more in prospectus at Invesco.com. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Increased awareness and actionable intelligence about the forces that are shaping our world.
This is the truth about your future with Rick Edelman.